Welcome to The Ticket, your one-stop podcast for everything customer service and support, brought to you by Intercom. In today's episode, our own VP of Customer Support, Declan Ivory, and our Director of Human Support, Bobby Stapleton, are back with us to share their insights on the changing landscape of customer support platforms, with a special focus on how platforms are integrating AI technologies. Declan and Bobby discuss the transition from fragmented customer service tech stacks to unified AI-driven customer support platforms. They shed light on the challenges of the past, the revolutionary changes brought by AI, and how this integration enhances operational efficiency, customer satisfaction, and team performance. If you're keen on understanding the strategic shift towards more connected and intelligent customer service solutions, or if you're interested in the broader impact of AI on the business and customer experience, you won't want to miss this conversation. And for those of you who are passionate about product design and development, don't forget to explore our sister podcast, Intercom on Product. Find it in your podcast player or visit inter.com/product podcast. All the links are in the show notes. Now, let's get started and deep dive into the future of customer support with Declan and Bobby.
Declan, welcome back to the show.
Delighted to be here, Bobby, as always. Great to chat.
So today we're talking about the shift from separate tools in a CS stack to a consolidated CS platform with AI at its core. And so I think a good starting place is thinking about the old way. And you've seen a lot of support teams, a lot of tech stacks. Like, when you think about the old way, what have CS tech stacks looked like up until now?
Yeah, really interesting question. You know, I think I've shared before, I've kind of been a little bit frustrated at the pace at which the CS industry has really adopted technology. And I think part of the downside of that is we do have these very, what I call fragmented tech stacks, where people may have a core kind of customer support, customer service system, but generally they have a lot of other functionality wrapped around it that very often is kind of point solutions. So it could be workforce management, it could be QA, it could be even, you know, down to even putting another user interface on top of your customer service platform. You know, it could be around the tools to integrate with some of your core business applications. But it has tended to be a very complex environment, a complex world, lots of point solutions, very little true integration. You know, I think one reason why many API management platforms have been successful because there hasn't been that core integration of key functionality. So yeah, very fragmented, very much bolted together, point solutions, point tools. I think that's been very typical of the tech stack over the last 10 plus years.
And when you reflect back on it, do you think that's because that's just how the tools have been presented? Do you think it's because there's been different stakeholders driving different things and you end up with this Frankenstein? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, again, interesting question. I think there's a couple of things, and I mentioned one of them already. I think there's been, for whatever reason, a lack of real innovation in customer service, customer support to really drive forward a next generation type customer service platform, right? And a lot of the platforms are still kind of supporting processes and approaches from a support point of view that are kind of almost decades old at this stage, right? There hasn't been any really true innovation in this space. So like, what has enabled innovation or enabled people to think differently? And I think it's around really embracing the opportunity that AI presents. Again, I have shared before in very many forms, like I kind of saw the potential of AI to really transform support and particular customer experience over a long period of time. But the technology lagged kind of my own ambitions around where this technology could really take us. So when generative AI was kind of announced or launched, all of a sudden it became, I think, far more practical and pragmatic to think about, well, what does the next generation support platform look like? And the whole kind of the benefit of having kind of an AI driven or an AI kind of at the core type platform is all of a sudden with AI, you have the ability to massage and manage data in a much different way than you could before, right? And you can actually genuinely look to scale things like getting insights out of all the conversations or tickets that you have with customers, really being able to correlate what's happening in terms of demand with where is it coming from across your customer base and why is it generated, et cetera. So lots more possibilities in terms of how you can analyze and look at data and take out insights. And when you have that capability, having that at the core of what you're doing in terms of a customer support or customer service platform is far more beneficial than trying to pull data from multiple point tools or look at managing point parts of your process, et cetera, through specialist tools, being able to build that on an AI engine and using that same technology then to deliver things like your AI chatbot, to deliver your AI tools in the help desk, et cetera. All of a sudden, you've got a very strong integrated AI platform that's delivering across all of the core processes that you deliver from a customer service or customer success point of view. And is actually then, you know, adding a lot more value to the agents or the reps, adding more value from a customer perspective, and really adding a lot of value from a support leader, support manager perspective. Like, all of a sudden you have the insights that you really, really wanted in the past. And that AI at the core almost becomes like a control engine for you around managing your support business. And, you know, be really able to demonstrate that you're adding value back into the rest of the business. You know, I think I've used the term before, where you've got an AI-based customer support platform, all of a sudden you can aspire to really be the voice of the customer back in the rest of the organization, because you're actually mining all those valuable customer interactions and you're getting all of the kind of key trends, key issues, and surfacing them into the rest of the business. And that's been challenging to do up until kind of some of the more recent advances in AI. You know, there are point solutions that did it before, but in terms of it being embraced at scale across the industry, it really took the leap forward that generative AI made and the power of large language models to really open up the possibility for the future.
Yeah, and what I love about that answer is I feel like you hit on so many of the different benefits of like that AI central platform. And I think a lot of folks were still thinking about AI as like, oh, it's like an AI chatbot. Like, I saw ChatGPT, it's an AI chatbot I stick at the front of my customer journey. But really what you're describing is like having AI as that central heart, like that bottom of the pillar for everything, whether it is chatbots, whether it is teammate efficiency, whether it is data insights for voice of the customer. So it's, I think of like those old graphics where the like CRM was always like the base of the platform in the old days. And like all those graphics now should be like AI is like that base of the platform, because that's what's feeding everything.
Absolutely. Like, imagine a world where, and we've dreamt of this for a long time, you can actually deliver very contextual and personalized experience to your customers on that support journey with you. Having AI at the core of your platform means you can bring all that data, you can bring insights, you can blend it in with your kind of core support processes. And all of a sudden, the value that your support rep or support agent or support engineer is providing to the customer is radically changed. Like, you know, rather than just looking at it, it's a transaction with a customer, all of a sudden you're looking at it more from a relationship point of view. You've all the information at your fingertips to understand, where is that customer on the journey with you? Like, you know, how much are they getting value from your product or service? What's the next best step they should take to achieve more value? All that is enabled by kind of an AI engine that has access to that core data in terms of your interactions, your core business data, like pulling in CRM data, but merging all that and actually presenting real actionable insights to people who are dealing with your customers in real time, and then actionable insights outboard of that or offboard of that to drive more sustainable improvements down the line, whether it's feeding into your product team, feeding into your own core support processes, how do you need to tune those and adjust those? Like, all of a sudden, it's a world where the level of insight and knowledge and understanding that you have is just, it's moved forward like 10x over what it was before.
Thinking about that, like shifting into an integrated support tech stack, what steps are you taking to transition from having this multiple point solution over to a unified platform? Like, can you share any challenges or successes you've encountered so far in the process?
So again, it's like everything, it's an evolution rather than a revolution, right? I think there's two components to that. Like, you know, people will have invested in point tools for a very good reason. And sometimes, you know, you may look at it and say, look, the reason why we bought this point tool or we bought this separate tool, it may still persist even in this new world. And you may choose to keep some of your point solutions. So be very intentional around, well, what parts of my tech stack am I going to try and integrate into the kind of core customer support platform versus what aspects am I always going to keep kind of standalone for whatever reason, right? So first of all, be intentional around what you want to integrate. Secondly, then, you know, in your core customer support platform, really think about how much is AI embedded into the architecture of that platform, and how much can you hope to leverage an AI engine across like the three use cases, which is chatting with your customers, enabling your support agents to work far more efficiently and far more comprehensively with your customers, and then allowing you to have all the insights that you need to manage your business, and really understand how much you can get from that core platform today that informs how you do your job or, you know, how you deliver for your customers. So really, again, be very intentional around, I'm absolutely going to do this on the core customer service platform versus, you know, there may still be some reasons why I have something as a point solution. But over time, I think as people see the benefit of being able to use AI to take data from so many different sources, look at it, meld it with your conversation data or ticket data, et cetera, you're going to see more and more capability either centralized within the core customer service platform itself, or maybe for some other kind of large organizations, some of that AI capability may actually be in a very specific tool that is serving not just customer service, but maybe serving other parts of your business as well. So there isn't a kind of one size necessarily fits all here. And my hypothesis is you're going to see a lot of core capability being built out within a customer service platform itself. And for many customers, that will meet the majority of the needs they have as support managers, support leaders. And then, you know, there'll be organizations who maybe have a slightly more refined business model where, you know, they're using AI across maybe multiple business disciplines or business functions. And then you'll probably find there'll be cooperation between, you know, an offboard engine and the customer service platform. Like there'll still need to be tight integration between the two, but you may choose to deliver some functionality offboard of the customer service platform. But I think the day of multiple point solutions addressing a whole range of different customer service, customer support needs, yeah, that's going to wane over time. And a lot of point solutions will end up being integrated into core platforms or core kind of operations hubs. You know, in the support world, they have terms like support operations hub or customer experience management. There's other terms emerging. This is a very evolving space. But that's kind of my hypothesis now. Not going to happen overnight. You know, there'll be lots of point solutions around for a while. But as you think about your tech stack, you know, really think about how much can you leverage AI within the core of your customer service platform, and how much then do you need to kind of, you know, use other resources within your organization. But try and streamline, you know, the integrations you have to undertake. I say avoid the, I think we've used the term, the Frankenstein approach before, where you've kind of all these disparate software solutions trying to pitch them together or stitch them together. Like it's I'm glad we're moving away from that world.
Yeah, and I feel like over time you're going to see this like virtuous cycle where the companies that are just like a single point solution positioning themselves as like just an add-on, like without having access to that full heart of the AI, like the outcome of the job they're trying to do is going to be way worse. And at the same time, companies that like have this centralized AI heart engine, whatever, they're going to be able to tap into those other like jobs to be done a lot more easily. And so I feel like between those two things happening at the same time, like you said, you're going to start to see those like single point of solutions like slowly drop off as time goes on.
Yeah. And there'll be other drivers as well in terms of consolidating the tech stack. You know, and this may not be as relevant for every industry, but some industries are very regulated. They've, you know, very strict data privacy requirements, et cetera. There's lots of concerns. Like if you've got multiple AI solutions or AI stacks across your business, because every point solution is building in AI in some way, right? Try to manage data in that environment and ensure data privacy, ensure the accuracy, integrity of data all the time. That gets more challenging the more kind of point AI solutions you have across your business. So again, thinking about how you use AI in a way that is meeting the governance requirements of your business is important as well. And lots of times that will be better served by thinking about it from a, you know, consolidated point of view, whether that's within the support world where you have your core engine that's managing all your customer interactions in a safe way, you're protecting that data, you're making sure it's not being fed back into the large language models to train them, et cetera. You've got to put in all those controls, and managing those in an environment where you've got disparate multiple point solutions, all trying to say we're now AI driven and we've got AI capability, that gets quite a complex mess very quickly.
Yeah, that data, that like privacy and security, that's such an important point. And that was one of the things I wanted to ask about. So love that.
I read your mind, Bobby.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the customer experience improvements. Like, can you discuss how the consolidation of support tools into a single platform is expected to enhance the overall customer experience?
So I think, again, and I've used the term before, there's an evolution here. And I think the first evolution, even though it's reasonably revolutionary as well, is the AI chatbot, just being able to kind of use very business specific data for your customer base, use that data to answer a lot of questions. So that straight away is a different customer experience, because one, you're getting instantaneous engagement, you're getting engagement in a conversational way, you're getting your questions answered 24/7, 365 days a year through an automated process that it, you know, feels pretty good in terms of the conversation approach, is accurate because you're constraining you know, the chatbot to information that's important to your business. So that straight away is a different customer experience, right? But then think about the next kind of evolution. Like if within that core AI engine, you're getting access to not just the historic information you have through your support operations, but you've all of your business related information as well. You can then genuinely, you know, look at building a much more contextual and personalized experience, even in the AI chatbot phase, right? Even today, chatbot is far more conversational and much better than chatbot technologies of the past. It still isn't leveraging everything from a contextual and personalized point of view, but that's the next step. Like being able to build in, you know, a next step in an AI chatbot that's very specific to you as a customer. Like that, you know, knowing where you are on that journey with your service provider, what the next best action is for you to take. All that information can be served and vended through a core AI engine. And, you know, then taking things like very specific action on behalf of that customer. You know, customer might ask about, how do I set up this capability? You know, you take that to the extreme where the bot can say, here's how you do it. And by the way, do you want me to change those kind of configuration options for you and actually set it up for you? Right? Like there's lots of ways you can really think about a very personalized, very contextual experience for customers as you go through this kind of more integrated tech stack where you're really using AI at the core.
When you were talking, I was thinking about our own Finn chatbot setup, and we're doing a lot of that right now manually, where we have Finn presenting certain articles, pulling from certain knowledge base based on like certain customer attributes. But a lot of that's been like programmed and set up, you know, by our team versus what you're talking about. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, and when's probably in the next however many months. The technology is able to just know that automatically across, like you said, a wide variety of things, and probably even things that we as humans aren't even considering. Something like, oh, you're on this pricing plan and you haven't set up this part of the product yet. Like, this is information that's going to be really valuable to Bobby. Like those types of connections that we're not even seeing, like that's where the puck is going.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, like being able to do that, I'd say, on an integrated engine where you've got access to everything you need. You know, it is going to be an amazing customer experience. It's going to be an amazing support rep experience as well, because all of a sudden they have information at their hand. Like, because not everything will be solved by a bot. When it finally comes through to human support, again, they have all that information available as well. Like, they can give a much different experience to the customer as well from a human support point of view. Because like a lot of the discussion is, oh, well, what does AI mean from the customer experience point of view? Okay, AI chatbot itself changes the experience. But an AI-enabled support rep, support engineer, also gives a different customer experience as well, because they have access to far more valuable information, far more contextual and personalized information as well. So it's across the board. And again, it's to our mantra, like it's AI and humans really kind of working together that actually gives the most compelling experience for customers.
I love that. Given the potential for AI in support operations, what innovations or developments are you most excited about in the future of CS technology?
The future innovation, it's kind of mind-blowing. You know, where is this going to go? I think it's really around using AI to drive a much more proactive engagement with customers, I think is where the next big step is, right? So in essence, using AI to detect events and triggers in terms of how a customer is using your product and service, that is then kicking off a set of engagements with that customer, you know, either through automation or some other technique, where you're actually then getting the customer to either maybe unblock something that's causing them, you know, some pain or friction, or anticipating, you know, the next blocker or friction that they're going to encounter and make sure it doesn't happen, right? So I think that move to a much more proactive engagement with customers is the next big step from an AI point of view, and what's going to happen within the kind of customer service support stack. Because we are still very much looking at AI as a reactionary thing, right? You know, customer comes in and says, I have a question, and we've layered in a whole lot of capability around managing that and answering that in a better way. But imagine where you're almost using AI to reach out to the customer based on events and triggers, consolidating in with kind of contextual and personalized information for the customer. And even tuning, like, you know, the whole idea of, I kind of mentioned this before, like you're onboarding on the service and all of a sudden you get a communication from your provider saying, hey, Bobby, I see you've just set up our brand new application. And by the way, can I introduce you to your new onboarding buddy bot who's going to talk you through exactly how you need to set it up? And again, it's a bot that's intelligently responding to, you know, prompts as you kind of engage with it. It's got all the contextual information that's relevant to you as a customer, as opposed to kind of today or prior to Gen AI, a lot of those were quite generic. Even if you did have some kind of automated reach out to a customer, it was very generic, very pre-programmed, you know, didn't necessarily feel very personalized. So it's a totally different world of personalization and contextual support, move from reactive to proactive support. That's where I see this going.
I'm thinking about the meeting we had last month with a bunch of our teammates, and I imagine folks listening to you and they're like, oh, that's going to be too much messaging. It's just going to...
Just before we continue with today's episode, I wanted to let you know that episode 2 of Offscript, our new series of candid conversations with Intercom, all about the extraordinary AI-driven transformation we're currently experiencing, is out now on YouTube. Here's a teaser featuring our Chief Product Officer, Paul Adams, discussing AI-first customer service.
The best place for me to start is that technology only moves in one direction. Once you go through these, like, before-after moments, you never go back. AI has clearly already shown us that it can help in transformational ways. It has given us a new way to do customer service. And that new way is AI first. The business that provides incredible customer service is the business that will win. And the earlier that people lean into this completely new mindset, the earlier they can deliver this incredible holy grail type of customer experience. It's a huge opportunity for businesses to literally change how people think about them. It's just a matter of time.
That's all to come on episode 2 of Offscript. You can watch it on Intercom's YouTube channel right now, and we'll bring you audio versions of the episodes right here. Now, back to today's episode.
It's going to be clippy all over again, this bot in front of your customers, but the situation today with humans is that we're sending a lot of information to our customers. That meeting we had talking with our lifecycle marketing, our customer education, us, sales, like, you know, with the best intent, we're all sending a lot of different stuff. And so even, again, having an AI be able to do that, do it intelligently, seamlessly, at the right moments, so it seems like a huge potential for the customer experience.
Like there are very few humans who don't like to be contacted where the information being provided is very contextual, very personalized, and is adding value. Yeah. Very rarely that someone will say, I don't want that communication. So again, you know, if we're moving to a world where we can actually begin to, you know, improve in those areas, then I don't think anyone's going to be saying, I don't want to be contacted to get more value.
Yeah. And what do you think about this? I feel like the expectation by customers is going to continually just go up. Like nowadays, when you get one of those emails or texts and it's like, thank you, like valued customer in all caps, or like, thank you, insert name. Like I just immediately like have lost all faith in the communication from that company. I'm sure it's some person working very hard on the back end, but I'm like, come on guys. And I imagine like, yeah, if you're not having the seamless experience, like customers are just going to very quickly be disappointed.
Absolutely. Many customers are seeing the power of AI through many of the kind of tools that have been built, you know, in the Gen AI world. So lots of people are using personal productivity tools or applications that are based on Gen AI. So they see the power of the technology to be very conversational, to be very engaged, you know. And again, that is increasing expectations as well. Like that people are expecting a different support experience. Like the bar is raising all the time. Like it raised a lot during COVID because I think so many organizations had to go online providing kind of digital support. And, you know, many organizations did up their game. But customers' expectations increased as well because the only channel that they had very often to talk to providers over COVID was a digital channel. So I think people's expectations around how good that experience can be increased dramatically. And again, when you think about the experiences individuals have with Gen AI tools and applications, all of a sudden that's framing their mindset as well around what does kind of remarkable, phenomenal, incredible support actually look like.
All right, well, I'm going to throw one last one at you. As we move towards a more integrated and AI-driven support tech stack, how will you measure the success of this transition in terms of operational efficiency, customer satisfaction, and team performance? I feel like that's a million-dollar question.
Wow. You've left the easy one to last, Bobby. I love that. So first, I'm going to look at it from a customer lens, right? Like in the support world or customer service world, like my kind of strongly held belief is that AI is all about changing the customer experience. And driving operational efficiency is almost like a second order factor. Now, I'll come back to the operational efficiency one, but in terms of the customer experience, one, like, how do you know you've delivered a phenomenal customer experience? Right? And today we rely on measures like CSAT, you know, maybe an NPS survey, whatever. And you're only getting kind of a slight view of how you're actually doing with your customers. Like, you're not getting it across the board. So one of the first things about, like, how do I know I'm being successful in the AI world is, well, use AI itself to actually determine whether you're successful or not. And this is back to the analytics piece of AI. Like, you can use AI very intelligently to actually determine objectively, have I delivered to the standards that I have set for support or service for my customers? And imagine being able to measure that or infer that across every single customer interaction that you have. So your measure of success then is not on a sample of customers who gave you a CSAT survey or a customer reference score or an NPS score. It's across 100% of the interactions you've had with your customer. So that's the first way of kind of measuring success is, am I objectively moving the customer experience forward over time? And again, this is a great world because those techniques and approaches are evolving, you know, and we all have a chance to kind of set best practice here and develop those scores. Like in our case, we call it Beyond CSAT is the kind of program we have around really developing those measures and really understanding the customer experience at a really deep level. So we can objectively say, yes, we are delivering to our standards and we know that the customer has had a really good experience. And then if the customer under our determination hasn't had a good experience, even though they may not have given you a CSAT or an NPS score, imagine being able to go out to the customer and say, by the way, Mr. Customer, I know you haven't had a good experience and here's why, here's what we're doing about it. And it, you know, here's why it'll be better next time. That's compelling. Like, you know, that's where you really look and up to an organization and respect the fact they've taken that level of care. So that's on the kind of the customer experience side. The efficiency side, a really hard one because, and this is where there's a lot of tension. Like if you think about, if you've got an AI chatbot, you're taking about all your easy work out of the system. What's left is more complex work. And you actually want your support reps to spend a little bit more time with your customer on those complex questions, you know, deliver more value. So the old metric of average handle time, right, in the support world, all of a sudden, like, that's being turned on its head a little bit. Intuitively, if you've got a chatbot working really well and there's more complex work coming in, your average handle time will go up. But then all of a sudden, if you deploy a whole lot of AI tools within the help desk for your support reps, all of a sudden you can tune the average handle time down. So I'm not going to give you a straight answer. I don't know what's going to happen to the dynamic of average handle time, but I know there's been a lot of tension. You know, something's forcing it up, something's forcing it down. But you got to be able to track it and measure it. And again, AI is your friend here around kind of really understanding, you know, how you're delivering. So you got to keep very close eye on what's actually impacting the core metrics of your support business. Because the other thing that I talk about a lot is the whole economics of delivering support are changing as well. And I'd say very simple metrics that we use in the past to kind of dimension support organizations, they don't work quite the same way in this AI world. And AI itself needs to be fed with knowledge and content, and there's effort involved there. So that leads into team performance. So the way you KPI your team will be different. Like today, it's all about how many tickets did you close? How many conversations did you close out? You know, going forward, yeah, that's still important. Also, how much knowledge did you feed back into the system? Like how many of the interactions that you had did you help automate out so that they don't occur again? So all the, like, you're going to be targeting your team to do different work, et cetera. So a lot of evolving here, Bobby, is kind of the key point. I think the quickest opportunity is to really to be able to measure the customer experience, because ultimately everything you do has got to feed into a better customer experience. So number one priority for me is, can I really understand the customer experience? And can I really understand how that is being influenced by changes that I'm making as we introduce more AI into the tech stack, as we begin to, you know, operate differently in this new world? Hope that makes some sense.
I feel like that's such a good, you know, it sounds cliche, but such a good North Star when it is attractive to see all the efficiency gains, all the changes that you could make. If you're working through this, just keep coming back to like, what's going to make a better customer experience? Or like, hey, I've moved from this like pointed solution to I've brought some things in now. Has it improved the customer experience? Like it's a great North Star for it. So love that. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me today, Declan. Always great to chat, and I'll see you in our next meeting.
Excellent. See you in a while, Bobby. Take care.
I hope this episode has provided you with valuable perspectives on leveraging AI to reshape your customer support strategy and has inspired you to think about the possibilities that lie ahead. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions on the latest trends, strategies, and innovations in customer service. And don't forget to subscribe to the Ticket newsletter at intercom.com/blog/newsletter for bi-weekly updates on all things customer service. The links, as always, are in the show notes. That's it for this week. We look forward to having you with us again on The Ticket. Until next time, take care.